This is the Onion News Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
No fear, no fear, but there's plenty out there that make any lesser group of people than freedom lovers afeared. You know, I tell you where my mind's at now. We're still in State College. We stayed overnight and visited with Donna's family, and then, and yesterday was her father's birthday. You know, yeah, we planned that one. It worked out. And her grandmother is here, spry, got it on, mind is there, 98 years old, 98, and I hope to be as conscious. I mean, she is, you know, nothing's left to the side with her. Now, she's, you know, she's kind of, you know, got a shoulder thing repaired, and she can still get around. She sits out there and exercises on the kitchen counter. She'll use the balance beam and kind of, you know, exercise the legs, and got physical therapist coming today, do her shoulder thing, and do it. So she's getting around, doing 98. And she's taught me a lot. We talked and so on. Back in the 60s, she, with some girlfriends and so on, sat around, and they would do stock purchasing. And, yeah, well, you know, and you know, this AT&T thing. I think we should buy a bunch of AT&T. You know, why don't we buy AT&T? Let's buy some AT&T. I'm glad we bought some AT&T, you know what I mean? So this is, you know, when we were traveling around the country in 07, 08, and we visited with her one time. We were traveling and kind of, hey, you know, I think it's going to go. Well, she took it seriously. She's like, I'm paying attention. I've been through these cycles before. In 98, you've seen a couple, you know? So it's, I see where this is going. So she made some changes and, you know, weathered the storm. But, you know, think about it. How often is it that someone can live to be 100 years old and not get totally wiped out? I mean, you know, the bankers and the bad boys and the Federal Reserve and these guys, you know, they count on, don't worry, we'll get you one of these times. you just keep playing, you know, the house always wins, you know. So how is it that you survive this stuff? Well, some people know. They got a little inside information. Or they do, like, you know, Dr. Paul does. You know, they're getting them, well, if you didn't participate in the pension fund this, and you don't do stock market that, and you know, how is it that you missed out on all the gains and all? He goes, hey, you know, I started buying gold in the 70s, okay, or back when. I put all my retirement into gold. I bought gold when it was, you know, 80, 200. You know, who's the fool now? You know, so this is, it's just you look at things long term, and you can see it. You can't get away from the wisdom of the older generations that's made it. Now, the ones that become victims, the ones that, you know, feel entitled, oh, they promised me, and darn it, and they said they were going to put a 45 to my great-great-great-great-grandson's head and make him pay for it. Damn it. Go get it. In fact, I remember in the 90s, we had a we'd run a lot of campaigns, and we had an idea for one, and if we had YouTube back then, we would have done it, and we still may do it. You know, this would be a good one when, you know, I got 15 gazillion other things checked off my list and I get to it. Is, you know, imagine you have a grandmother rocking in the rocking chair, and you got your 4 or 5 year old little kid there and everything, and you know, the child's asking her questions about how she's going to, you know, who's going to take care of you and, you know, whatever. And the grandmother takes a pair of handcuffs and puts it on the kid and handcuffs him to the rocking chair. You'll take care of me. It's kind of, you know, whoa, bam, you know, something. And that's exactly what's going on. Today, we're not going to have any guests. We're just going to go through the news today. You know, I know you guys, I get a lot of email stuff you guys like when I just go through the news and everything. But let's go ahead and do some of this stuff that lets you know what we're going to talk about. Well, you go to Freedom's Phoenix, and we'll go on a lot of stuff that's there. But there's one thing that while we were gone that happened that we were tracking, and then I just checked, you know, today to see what the result was. Last week, or right before Porkfest, was the election in Virginia for the primaries of the congressional races and so on, which included Karen Kwiatkowski. Now, Karen Kwiatkowski's lieutenant colonel that worked in the Pentagon, you know, right next to the Office of Special Plans, you know, with Rumsfeld and Cheney all doing war drumming, beating, doing exactly the same thing that they're doing for Syria right now. Exactly, same drone, same sticks. Different administration. So she saw what was going on, and she wrote about it under a pseudonym, finally retired early, came out full against it, and oh, heck yeah, I'm going to tell people what the heck's going on. Well, it was amazing how little they attacked her. And of course, you know, bad things this, bad things that, but she really held up. She's like, you know, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. I was in the Pentagon, I know I paid, bring it on. Oh, and by the way, I was there when the missile, you know, or whatever, not a plane, hit the Pentagon. You know, we've talked, and she's out there, she's going, look, you know, it was obvious it wasn't a plane. Hell, we got a bunch of military guys here, you know, at the Pentagon. Well, you think they don't know? You think they can't tell the smell of cordite? You know, they're going, right. So, the Oliver Stone, you know, Cameron movies yet to be done on all this stuff. You know, and when you do have, you know, a major motion picture done on 9/11, what was it about? You know, a trapped fireman or something in a stairwell with Nicolas Cage that nobody watched. So, there's yet to be, you know, this point in history done. And, I mean, a lot of things yet to be done. Last month's easing was just on conspiracies. 19,000 words about the Zapruder film on JFK. I haven't even read it yet. Charles Goyette read it. He said, Ernie, it was great. I asked Lou Rockwell. He was doing a lot of JFK stuff. You know, you'd see a lot of things involving JFK on there. So I talked to Lou, and I'm like, look, pick one. Give me one story. I'll put it in the magazine. You just tell me that one. He goes, okay, 19,000 word one. I'm like, okay. I still haven't had time to read it. Hopefully on the way back, I'm going to be able to kind of relax now that we're done with Porkfest and so on. And I can start to, you know, read my own magazine. There was a couple of articles I didn't, and that was one of them. I go, whoa, I'll put that one over here. So Charles gave it a big thumbs up, so I was comfortable putting it in. So this is there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And Karen, we put the article up. It said, Goodlight handily wins GOP primary. Well, he didn't handily win. Even in some counties and communities, Karen beat him. You know, 50 point whatever, she beat him in some areas. And on the whole, I think she got, it was a high 30s, almost 40%. You know, that's a threat. That is a threat. That's a threat. They're like, that's a threat. And in the last week, he was doing commercials. Oh, yeah. We got to cut spending. I'm a constitutional conservative. Constitution. I love Constitution. I know how to spell Constitution. And so Karen's like, see, you know, this is how you bring them back. Well, of course, in the process, she builds a nice little liberty machine there that's going to have some impact. And a lot of people, certainly inside the machine, have got to have seen a few things. One, the machine itself is being taken over by more Ron Paul support and liberty government's too big kind of people. You know, their corrupted machine has been shown to be rusted. It's not turning well. And a bunch of new people are coming in. And are they going to be able to, you know, go to the next phase? Or are they just going to change the game like they're doing in Arizona? We'll talk about that a little bit and Ron Paul's speech on the House floor when we come back.
Arizona. Arizona has been one of the hottest real estate markets in the past, up until the last couple of years. Homes that were once going for $500,000 to $1 million in prestigious areas are now going for less than half of what the original purchase price was. That makes it a very good time to buy. So if you were ever thinking of retiring to Arizona's inviting climate and laid-back and friendly lifestyle, now is the time. That's where I can help. This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty, and I have provided a way for you to search for properties that are of interest to you, all at your own convenience and without having to give out any personal information. Visit my webpage at DonnaHancock.com to start your search today. And when you're ready to make a move to Arizona's warm and sunny climate, please feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. Many are working hard to make sure Arizona is not only a beautiful place to live, but a free and peaceful one as well. So what are you waiting for? Make your move today by calling 602-828-1819. And don't forget to visit my webpage at DonnaHancock.com.
What if the key to achieving liberty in your lifetime was to move together with others who think like you? Liberty activists are joining the Free State Project, which is over halfway to its goal of 20,000 participants. And they're already making the move to New Hampshire. The successes are piling up and are proving the Free State Project is a real movement and no longer just a great idea. When you're planning your move, consider Keene. Keene is famous for its civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and there's plenty of political opportunity as well. From demonstrations and vigils to outreach and volunteering, there's a lot going on in Keene. Keene is also the undisputed Liberty Media capital of the world, with television, talk radio, and more all originating here. Though it's more than just activism, with regular social events each week. See what's happening at freekeene.com and get connected with video, audio, free books, a forum, and activist tools you can download and use in your area at freekeene.com. That's freekeene.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Imagine someone in your community getting in their car, turning on the radio, and hearing the Liberty Radio Network. You can make that vision a reality with your own micro radio station. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how you can put our programs on the air in your area. You can have lrn.fm running around the clock, and you can even add in your own local shows. Building a radio station is simple, but programming isn't. That's where lrn.fm comes in. Learn more at broadcast.lrn.fm. That's broadcast.lrn.fm. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most
message to the world. And the thing was, you would get up on this site, Danielle's site, I don't know, whatever it is, any site, and you would post your picture holding a sign saying you were sorry that you weren't able to get rid of warmonger, www.warmonger.com Bush, okay? And it was, you're just saying, I'm sorry. We tried. We did the effort. And you'd have young couples. It was generally, you know, people in their 20s and early 30s and so on, where there were various different signs or people across bridges or, you know, very creative saying, look, you know, we made the effort. It wasn't in the little comments and so on like that. And it was just thousands and thousands and thousands of people sending it to the planet. And then you started seeing them coming from around the world, the message of, we forgive you. This is not a battle between people. This is not a battle between, you know, the generation next and, you know, here and there. This is a battle of governments, and we're all the victims. Dr. Paul's speech yesterday on Syria when we come back.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's the Porcupine Realtor. Do you want a home with 20 acres, a lakeside cabin? Any takers for renters, buyers, and sellers too? Mark Warden is the guy for you. PorcupineRealtor.com.
Free Talk Live.
Crack cocaine, the way it hurts individuals and communities. I would really like to see dealers get the death penalty.
Why are you so violent?
It's a violent drug. It gets to your brain. It reorganizes. It actually physically changes the structure of your brain.
Yeah, that's true. Alcohol. The community is being put in danger by the fact that these drugs are illegal. I don't use crystal meth, but I'm in danger from those who do use crystal meth in that if they need another hit and they can't afford it and their drug dealer's not willing to accept a BJ in order to give them a hit of crystal meth, then they are going to go and steal things, break into cars, break into homes. If you can't see how prohibition creates more problems than it solves, if you can't see how prohibition leads to more violence,
just look at Al Capone and the history of alcohol. Yes. It's simple.
Free Talk Live, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
If you can't listen to the Liberty Radio Network's internet streams, free satellite channel, or radio affiliates, no worries. You can listen to LRN.FM from any phone, anywhere. Add this number to your phone, 760-569-7753. It's a long-distance call, so make sure you're familiar with your phone's calling plan. The Liberty Radio Network listen lines are locked on our stream 24 hours a day. Call 760-569-7753. That's 760-569-7753.
Do you know the difference between erudite and pedantic? If you do, you're probably pedantic. But seriously, a surprising number of erudite people mispronounce erudite, which has three syllables, not four. Say erudite, not erudite. Because you are judged by how you speak, you want to avoid common misstatements, especially if you're a job seeker. For instance, do you know the difference between imply and infer? Only a speaker can imply. Only a listener can infer. And when you say you'll be out of pocket, do you mean out of touch? Out of pocket means you're on your own dime, not yet reimbursed. And if anyone ever asks, why do you always answer a question with a question? You should reply, "Do I do that?" Just kidding. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence in State College, Pennsylvania. We're taking a day rest from the road. And then we hit the road again with our, gypsy booth. And we're going down to Austin, Texas, and then back home. And on the way, stop by and see my parents in Decatur. And, that was another thing. During all this Levolution thing, my father was, for a couple of years there, a city councilman in the city of Decatur. And he and I would, we were of different mind, as fathers and sons often are. And I'm shiny badge. You should, give the people freedom and not try and rule and, whatever. So, it's interesting conversations. And so we're going to go and visit with them a little bit. My sister lives there also. So, and my nephew and his kids. And so we took the opportunity to, visit with some family on this trip. There is, the only thing I regret is weren't able to make contact with my wife's two brothers, good guys. And, but they're right in the middle of this thing. One of her brothers lives in New York City and he's, a bond raider at Moody's. Interesting conversations abound. And his wife used to be a editor at Newsweek and The Republic. And she was Martha Stewart. And now she is the head web page master of do-it-yourself networks, kind of whatever food thing, something really up there. I mean, they pay more in taxes on their home a month than my entire bill, for everything. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just phenomenal. And so I go, look, man, you guys, you got food put somewhere, right? I mean, you got a place to go somewhere, right? Right? And they have three young boys. They're just, three young boys. And they have a nice life. And whenever... nuclear technician or head guy, nuclear power plant on the USS Dallas, which is a nuclear submarine. And he came out, went to Penn State University, got his engineering degree and so on, and now he works at the Naval Station in Norfolk for, I guess he's for the Department of Defense in some way, refurbing submarines and so on. And he's coming around. He was, I got, George and Laura Bush picture on my mantle, seriously. Glenn Beck and Hannity books on the coffee table. And all of a sudden, it's kind of, as time goes on, it's hard not to, give some ear to Ron Paul. Well, we're going to give some more ear here and see if we can get something from him. And push the button.
Mr. Speaker, last week I introduced legislation, H.R. 5993, that would prohibit the president from providing military or paramilitary aid of any sort to any faction in the internal fighting in Syria. Unfortunately, it appears that the administration is already very much involved in supporting the overthrow of the Assad government. There's nary a whimper of criticism in Congress over our growing involvement in the civil war in Syria. The only voice we hear from Congress and repeated in the media is the complaint that we're not doing enough and that immediate direct U.S. military action must be taken. Tragically, our political leaders show both bad judgment and short memories when it comes to the downside of our foreign policy of mischief and intervention. Our compulsion to engage ourselves in every conflict around the world is dangerous to our national security. In dealing with Syria, the administration pretends to pursue diplomacy and provide humanitarian assistance to the people. In reality, the U.S. government facilitates weapons transfers to the rebels who are demanding immediate regime change. My goal is to stop our dangerous participation in the violence in Syria, yet evidence mounts that we're already deeply involved with no expectation that the administration will back away from military engagement. Recent reports indicate that the U.S. is providing logistics and communication assistance to the rebel forces. Assistance in getting arms to the rebels through surrogates is hardly a secret. Cooperating with the rebels' propaganda efforts has been reported and is used to prepare the American people for our coming involvement. There's every reason to expect that the well-laid plans to once again coordinate a favorable regime change will end badly. Even the strongest supporters of our direct and immediate military involvement in Syria admit the rebel forces are made up of many groups, including al-Qaeda, and no one is sure to whom the assistance should be given. All they claim is the need for the immediate removal of Assad. This policy is nothing new, and too often in our recent history, our assistance with dollars and weapons used to overthrow a government ends up with the weapons being used instead against us. The blowback from our policy of intervention has caused a great deal of harm to us since World War II. Propping up the Shah in Iran for 26 years was a powerful factor in motivating radical Islamists to eventually overthrow the Shah in 1979. The hostages taken at the U.S. Embassy at that time was a consequence of our putting the Shah into power in 1953. Working with the Mujahideen in the 1980s, our CIA supported radical Islam in an effort to combat communist occupation in Afghanistan. Later, this led to the radical Islamist hatreds being turned against us over our occupation and interference in Muslim countries. The $40 billion given to Egypt for over 30 years to prop up the Musharraf dictatorship and buy an unstable peace with Israel has ended with what appears to be the takeover of Egypt by the Muslim Brotherhood. They may well turn Egypt into a theocratic Islamic state unless our CIA is able to once again gain control. Al-Qaeda now has a presence in parts of Egypt and has been involved in the bombing of pipelines carrying gas to Israel. This is hardly a policy that is enhancing Israel's security. What are the possible unintended consequences of this policy if we foolishly escalate the civil war in Syria? The worst scenario would be an all-out war in the region involving Russia, the United States, Israel, Iran, Turkey, and others. The escalating conflict could rapidly make containment virtually impossible. Chaos in this region could encourage the Kurds in Syria, Iraq, Turkey, and Iran to decide it's an opportunity to move on their long-sought-after goal of establishing a Kurdish state. Significant hostilities in the region would jeopardize the free flow of oil from the Middle East, causing sharp increases in the price of oil. The already weak economy of the West would suffer immensely. Some will argue erroneously that a major war would be beneficial to the economy and distract from the peoples from their economic woes. War, however, is never an economic benefit, although many have been taught that for many decades. If liberty and prosperity are to be our goals, peace is a necessary ingredient of that process. I yield back.
Gentleman yields back.
Whoa. Are we going to Syria? We're already in Syria. This is... You can understand why I'm going to be focusing on the energy thing here and self-sustainability kind of deal in 2013. In 08, you know, I've been a libertarian freedom activist for a long time, and I'm always strike the root kind of guy. You know, I'm really in this seriously for me and my family. And so I want to make sure that, you know, my grandchildren grow up. That's kind of, you know, grandpa's job. You know, grandpa's job is what? You know, kind of, you know, make sure that grandkids keep breathing in and out. So I'm going, this is, you know, grandpa's job. They appreciate it. Heck, your kids appreciate it. Heck, no. You know, so what? You know, my last breath, you know, I don't want it to be filled with regret. And really, that is seriously a lot of the motivation. We'll talk about that when we come back. You know, this is that's why I want to really focus on being energy independent as individuals, not a country. Screw that. You know, oh, you need to, you know, screw you. You know, independent to who? Some corporation? You know, you guys are going to, you know, then you get to be the, you know, the spigot controller, you know, the valve turner. You know, how about me? How about I get to do it? You know, and then all these other reasons things go away. But is that really what's going on in Syria? What the heck? Why do we give a crap what's going on? Why?
We know you're out there. We can feel you now. We know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. We don't know the future. We aren't here to tell you how this is going to end. We're here to tell you how it's going to begin. We're going back to editing the next edition of Freedom's Phoenix Digital Magazine now, where we are telling the people what you don't want them to know. We're showing them a world without you, a world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries, a world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice we leave to you. Subscribe at freedomsphoenixeasy.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenixeasy.com.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Your dollars are going down. Learn more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.lrn.fm. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. A portion of purchase goes to benefit the Liberty Radio Network when you shop at Amazon via shop.lrn.fm.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
George, you can go this way.
You can't do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring signs into their rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
This summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Handel.
Lies. Breaking free from lies, that's the beginning. Let's do that first. And then do you think if we pat lies, we could be free? You know, is that the first stage of just telling the truth? We know the truth. We know the truth. That's why I focused on that so much. I was like, look, man, uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. That's what we do on freedomsofthenationalphoenix.com and declare your independence. Because that's the first step. Step one, you know, have accurate information. You know, you can't really do anything without accurate. If you can spoil the data, if you can get in at the very beginning of something in the formula, you know, one little itty bitty number in at the beginning, man, you can. It's like butterfly wing syndrome, man. At the end of the equation, all of a sudden it's worthless. Well, it's always an infection. There's always something. But what if you can counter that? What if, you know, and that's one thing. I encourage you, a lot of people, sometimes they take me seriously and they actually go watch the movies I recommend. And they go, oh, okay, I see why. Okay, cool, thanks. Well, one of them is U.S. versus John Lennon. The U.S. versus, USA versus John Lennon. I think it was U.S. versus John Lennon. And it was about how the Nixon administration was trying to deport and get rid of John Lennon from the Beatles. And the reason was, he was infecting people. You know, all we are saying is give peace a chance. Well, he kind of used one of his songs in the background on this video. And I'm going to play it for you. How long is it? It's only a couple of minutes. And it's someone in Israel did this video. Iranians, we love you. A message to Iran from Israel. Now, what's interesting, it was done in English. So really, who's it a message for? So I saw this before in the Kerry Bush after the election, you know, we're sorry, we tried kind of thing. And it's just the Internet has allowed people to communicate directly. Well, we took advantage of that during the Arab Spring. We still are. We have Haria Phoenix, which is Freedom's Phoenix in Arabic. Arabic Twitter, Arabic Facebook, and it gets some traffic. I mean, you know, enough that it's taken the philosophy of liberty that's translated into gazillion languages, and the second most downloaded region, Saudi Arabia, philosophy of liberty, and it was just a year ago that it was translated into Arabic. I mean, it's in a bunch of other languages, you know, but it wasn't in Arabic. So we got a guy in Moscow to do it. We're hooked up with Ken Schoolin, an economics professor out of Hawaii, that his book, The Adventures of Jonathan Gullible, was the impetus for this film that they did. It's like an 8-minute stick figure, very basically the philosophy of liberty comes down to one thing. You own yourself. You're not the subject of Pharaoh number 383 or whatever it is. You know, you have these guys in Egypt right now. They're just going right back into the dictatorship. Now, this, and they know it. You know, all you got to do is understand, know the truth. Here we have, we have a guy. You know, I've known him for a long time. He's, personal opinion, don't matter. His name, Mike Renzulli, and he likes to post on Freedom's Phoenix a lot, and he's an objectivist, you know, a big Ayn Rand, you know, that's his. We used to, the joke was like this, I'm registering Democrat because I'm going to whatever. I'm registering Republican because of whatever. I'm registering Libertarian again because what, it goes back and forth. And whenever he'd make these announcements, he'd always on the email list, it must be Wednesday. You know, Mike's changing something. Well, now he's a hardcore objectivist, and he has objectivist meetings, Ayn Rand this and that. And I'll tell you, the Ayn Rand was really big on U.S., I guess, exceptionalism, you know, for lack of a better term, but definitely military power going around free people with gun, because damn. She came from Russia. She understood the oppression of it. But, you know, being that shining light, being an example, you know, supporting people as individuals, you know, didn't really, she kind of faltered on her objectivism there, or libertarian or freedom-oriented philosophy there, because she thought, yeah, collective military action to go free people is good. And I'm like, wow, you know, okay, well, there's a little loss of consistency there. Had a lot to bring to the discussion, but, you know, libertarianism is not the same thing.
Libertarianism is just non-aggression principle. I mean, it's a thou shalt not aggress. You know, done. So this is, Mike uses Freedom's Phoenix and other sites so on to give his opinion. And it's always, like today, it is British journalist, you know, tells of violent rape in Tahrir Square at the, you know, whatever that happened back whenever. I mean, wow, seriously? That's, you know, or it's, they forced burqas on this, or there's some, it's just a sensationalism, exactly what Dr. Paul was talking about. They'll use the media to prop, you know, the propagandize, you know, well, of course, look how bad they are, and they killed me, we got to go wage war with another country. And I'm like, you know, so do I, you know, I my editing skills is kind of, well, maybe he's not at the top of the page. So, but I let him have his say. You know, and as time goes on, people know, it's Mike, you know, he's doing his propagandizing, whatever. And there's little flame wars go on in the comment section back and forth. And people, Ernie, why do you, I go, are you reading this, what he puts up still? Seriously? I mean, that's, you're the problem. You know, I let everybody have their say. You know, it just makes it more obvious what their, you know, their perspective is and what they're trying to do. So that's why I don't really care. You know, we have plenty. You know, it's overwhelmed by, you know, the truth anyway. So you got to know what the other guys are thinking. So I take no responsibility. So this is Iranian people are being messaged by some people in Israel. You know, I guess for a lobbying effort, it's in English, you know, for the U.S. probably, in English-speaking Britain, whatever. And it's just, it's interesting that they would just, you know, make this effort. I've seen it before, and I'm glad somebody's doing it. So we'll just give it a listen and just, you know, for a little bit until it becomes boring.
To all the fathers.
To all the mothers.
To all the children.
To all the brothers.
And sisters.
In Iran.
For there to be a war between us.
First, we must be afraid of each other.
For there to be a war between us.
First, we must hate.
I am not afraid of you.
I do not hate you.
We don't hate you.
I don't hate you.
I don't hate you.
I don't hate you.
We don't hate you.
We don't hate you.
I don't even know you.
We never met an Iranian.
Sometimes I see here on the TV an Iranian.
He's talking about war.
I'm sure he does not represent all the people of Iran.
If you see somebody on TV talking about bombing you,
be sure he does not represent all of us.
I'm not an official representative of my country.
I'm a father and a teacher.
I'm a student.
I'm an artist.
I'm an engineer.
I'm an actress.
I'm a physiotherapist.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a father.
We are students.
We don't hate you.
I know the streets of my town.
I talk to my neighbors.
I talk to my family and my friends.
In the name of all these people.
We mean you no harm. We love you.
I 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 love you.
We love you.
I love you.
I want to meet you.
And have some coffee.
And talk about sports.
About music.
About fashion.
About cinema.
About technology.
About peace.
Let us stop the hate. Let us stop this hate with love. You know, and this is the one thing that, you know, I'm not, I don't know, how do you define a pacifist? You know, it's someone that will never, ever, 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 ever raise a finger against someone that would do them harm. You know, I mean, I don't know if a pacifist would lay there as you're being strangled like in Manchurian Candidate movies, as, you know, you're sitting there just allowing somebody to strangle you because all of your humanity, your self-preservation has been sucked out of you. You know, I would think at some point you'd kind of like, you know, try to take the hands off your throat. But the thing is that there is a weapon. There is an arrow in the quiver of a lot of us as activists that against the evil of, and it's kind of, you know, it's a Yoda thing. You know, don't go down the dark side or forever will it dominate your path. You know, so I'm just, you know, I'm like, whoa. Can love be a weapon against evil? In fact, it might just be the only weapon, in my opinion. We'll go ahead and in the next hour we'll go through some more of the news and so on. But you know, we're just gonna go over the Freedom of Speech website. You can share it with me. You can go and see. You know, it's a perspective. You know, it's a way of just kind of a view of the world. You know, is it a left, a right, a libertarian thing? Whatever. Nah, I'm just, you know, it's a wide radar screen. You know, it's interesting what, you know, my editors and writers and readers and all of us put up there to give us a call.